Rashi quotes the Midrash, Vayavo Yaakov Shalim Yishchem. So Rashi quotes Shalim Begufosh and Esrape Mitzalato, Shalim Bemamono Shalokhisa Klom Mikol Oso Doron, Shalim Betaroso Shaloshochach Mili Mudo Bebeis Lava, or Mital Mudo Bebeis Lava. So Yaakov Avinu Shleimos was Begufo Bemamono Betaroso. But the Torah should call attention to the fact that Yaakov Avinu was Shalim B'Taraso is understood. Perhaps even the fact that he was Shalim B'Gufo, perhaps that should be understood as, again, focusing our attention on the fact that the Ribono Shel Olam made a miracle to cure him, of Vayizrach lo Hashemesh, Kasher Ovas Pnuel Vahutzolei Al Yerecho. What does the Torah have to tell us about Yaakov Avinu's 1040 here? That he was Sholem B'Mamono. And if he would have been, why are we interested in what financial bracket Yaakov Avinu is? Yaakov Avinu, of course, had been injured. Vayivasa Yaakov levado, vayeyovek ish imo ara los ha-shocha. Rashi quotes in the Gemara in Chulin, shochach pachim ktanim v'chazar aleim. He got little containers and went back to get them. So here too, apparently there was a concern on Yaakov Avinu's part for his material possessions and for his finances, and rather very, very great concern. I mean, again, Yaakov was quite wealthy, l'chora. Yet he was interested in the Pachim Ktanim. So what emerges from these two Marim Makomos is as follows. Obviously, our Neshamas come down into Olam Hazeh for Avodas Hashem. That's the only reason that our neshamas come down to Olam Hazeh, because this is the Olam Ha'asiyah. This is where a person is Oved Hashem. And obviously, our neshamas do not come down into Olam Hazeh to accumulate wealth or to be infused into a body just so we can be concerned with our physical well-being per se. Clearly that's the case. Nevertheless, that clear focus, which we should always, always maintain, notwithstanding, that should not lead to a sense of disdain or bittul for mamono or gufa. The fact that a person correctly realizes that one's tachlis in life is avodas Hashem, and everything that involves and implies. But that is not supposed to create a sense of bittul for Momono or for Gufo. And that's why the Torah tells us it's important to know that not only was he shalim b'talmudo, but he was also shalim b'gufo, he was also shalim b'momono. Why is it? Very simple. Tuesday night, we had occasion to read the Rambam of Perek Tes of Hilchos Tshuva. So we focused on a different part of that halacha. But the Rambam says there in that same halacha that the reason the Torah emphasizes so much in B'chukosai and all the brachas of how successful and prosperous we'll be in Olam Hazeh, in B'chukosai Teilechu, Ves Mitzvosai Teshmaru, V'asisa Mosam, is not because this is the schar for mitzvah, but because this is crucial in terms of providing this support system wherein there will be no impediments to our Avodas Hashem. And that's what the Rambam says amazingly. The Rambam says, the reason you want to know, again, this has to do with the Rambam Shita, that quoting Shmuel's Meimah, that Ein Bein Olam Hazeh Limos HaMashiach El Shibut Malchios Bilvad. But the Rambam says, if you want to know, it's an amazing statement. Why do we long so much for Mashiach? Why do we long so much for Mashiach? Because when Mashiach comes, it's Olam Kiminhago Noeg, according to the Rambam's understanding here and in Hilchos Malachim. Olam Kiminhago Noeg, it doesn't usher in Olam Haba the way others hold. The Rambam didn't have that understanding. So Mipnei Ma Nis'avu, for Mipnei Zen Nis'avu Kol Yisrael, Nevi'eyim V'chachameyim Le'imos HaMashiach, Kidei Sh'yonuchu Mam Lochiyo, She'enu Manichos Lem Lasek V'Torah V'Mitzvos Kehogen, V'yimtzu Lohem Margoa V'yivu V'chachma. That the whole ideal of Yimos HaMashiach is just because, well, Parnasa won't be a problem, and anti-Semitism won't be a problem, and there won't be problems, and we'll be able to be Oved Hashem without distractions, without impediments. That's what the ideal of Yimos HaMashiach is. That's why everyone longs for Yimos HaMashiach. Because the Torah recognizes, according to the Rambam, Kol Yisrael Nevi'eyim Chachameyim recognize that even though, of course, the tachlis of life is Avodas Hashem, but if a person isn't healthy, if he's not shalom begufo, so he's not going to learn as well as if he were shalom begufo. And if a person is constantly challenged by the nisayon of oni, so then again he will not, if he's not shalom b'mamono, he again will be distracted and rachmano litzlan possibly derailed and diverted from his avodas Hashem. And that's what the Torah is hinting at when the Torah says you should know, it's relevant to know that not only was Yaakov Avinu shalim b'talmudo, but the reason he was shalim b'talmudo, perhaps it's not over-interpreting in terms of the sequence of the shleimus as listed in the Medrash. He was able to be shalim b'talmudo because he was also shalim b'gufo, he was also shalim b'mamonu. So the correct emphasis and preoccupation with Avodas Hashem is not supposed to create a sense of bittul for being shalim begufo or b'mamono. One is, for purposes of Avodas Hashem, one is supposed to ensure one's health, and one is also supposed to ensure, again, it doesn't mean that one should aspire to being wealthy, but it means that one should make a hishtadlus that comes an osav shel adam ktsuvim, but we're obligated to make a hishtadlus that a person should have adequate shleimus b'mamono, that he has a me'ein of what the Rambam describes as the ideal of Yimos HaMashiach in terms of removing impediments and obstacles from his avodas Hashem. You find this theme expressed by Chazal in other contexts as well, whether it's the Gemara at the end of Kiddushin, the Kol Misha Enu Malamed is Beno Umnus Ki'ilu Malamed Olistus. The same point, And it's very important to remember, I don't think we can be smarter than Chazal. I don't know that there's anyone who's smarter than Chazal. I don't think we're greater Baalei Bitachon than Chazal were, nor do I think that we are greater Chachamim than Chazal were. And Chazal say that if a person doesn't have a source of support, it's Ki'ilim Alam Delistus. And Rachman Litzlan, Puk Chazi, when a person doesn't have a source of support, so then people begin to try to be Moraheter on things for which one should not be Moraheter. The same theme is expressed in the Gemara, I think it's later in Sukkah, how some things are machiv and daito shavada. Gemara says amongst them that a dira no'a is machiv and daito shavada. So again, it doesn't mean that a person is supposed to, that his life's dream is supposed to be a house in the suburb with a two-car garage. That's not what the Gemara means. What the Gemara says is that the way Olam Hazeh was created is that a person needs a support system. He needs to facilitate his Avodas Hashem. And they're not ends in of themselves, but however, one cannot just ignore the need for this kind of support system. And that's why the Torah bothers to tell us that Yaakov Avinu was not only Sholem B'Talmudo, but was also Sholem B'Gufo U'B'Mamamah.